Police stop people in the street and search them over a million times a year. They can do it for three reasons. The first, if they're looking for drugs. Just under half the recorded stops and searches were under this law. It's what Northumbria police officers use this power for most, though they did it less than the national average. An example of when it goes right is when officers in the northeast smelled cannabis at the scene of a lorry crash. They didn't need to seek approval from a senior officer, they just needed reasonable grounds to suspect someone was in possession of something prohibited. A search of the lorry led to £400,000 worth of the drug being seized and further arrests made. The second reason for a search is if the officer had reason to believe there's been a theft or deception. Durham Constabulary uses the power for this reason more than any other police force apart from the City of London, the force says.
The figures may give an indication of the type of offences which are more common in certain areas, so officers are more likely to focus their attention on individuals suspected of being equipped for those crimes.
The third allows a senior police officer to sanction searches in a specific area for up to 48 hours if they suspect people may be carrying weapons or there may be violence. Then officers don't need reasonable suspicion to search someone.
100 Newcastle fans running down there. Police and the dogs running after them. They jumped over the fence, thought, oh my God, there's a riot on.
The issue HMIC is most concerned about is this issue of reasonable suspicion. That means it has to be based on specific and objective information. What someone looks like isn't enough. Here's Stephen Otter from HMIC.
25% of the public in general, that's not black people, that's the whole lot, and we surveyed 19,000, believe that the police do stop certain groups more than others, and much of this is undue discrimination.
On a scale where zero is no suspicion at all and 10 is concrete evidence, some officers told HMIC reasonable suspicion was around 8. Others considered it around 2. HMIC felt in just over a quarter of the 8,700 records it examined, there wasn't reasonable grounds. Stephen Otter again.
Now, what we've found is it's become a sort of a habitual part of street activity for officers. Too often, they're using it based on a hunch or they've seen somebody that they know has committed an offence in the past and not actually focusing on every single encounter and saying, what are the grounds that I need? And actually, is this a lawful and justified search? Because stop and search is carried out unsupervised, it's an officer with the person who's being stopped and searched, and makes this record even more important to get right.
The watchdog argues this is one of the most intrusive and contentious powers police have, and decades of inappropriate use has dissolved trust in the police. The lack of respect generated by these encounters is thought to have led to the Brixton riots 30